Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the f***?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Yo, 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 9:90 a.m., Arizona, check it out. Hey, Bear Montana, mornings, hell yeah, brother. Rob Zombie, hell yeah, dog. It's the morning time. Hell yeah. Yo, what's happening, Red Pill Rap? Are you there, pal?
Jack Klassen. Sweet, sweet Jack Klassen.
How you doing, pal?
Oh, not bad, man. Not too bad.
Nice, I like hearing that.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty good today. You know, I'm just, like, trying to keep living my life as best I can. You know what I mean? It's hard.
You know what? That's all anyone can ask. That's all anyone can ask any of us to do. It's a Jack Klassen show. God bless Arizona. God bless mornings in Montana, which I'm still stoked on. God, for some reason, my camera's not just, it's just not clicking on. Says it's there.
All right, man. Try smacking it. Try smacking it. Sorry if I'm not focused, man. I got this, there's this dude that's messaging me saying that he's going to report me on every platform that I'm on.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, man. So he came on my Facebook page earlier today and he started calling me a coward. And I was like, what? What's going on? And he goes, he starts saying that like I'm a coward because I won't start a riot in Kelowna.
Wait, what? Because you won't?
Yeah, man.
You won't start a riot? Well, how do you mean start a riot? It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. K Bear, Montana. We love you. Mornings. By the way, we're doing a morning show giveaway for the fine people in Montana, by the way.
Hey, that's because we love you, Montana.
If you're in Billings, Montana, we are actually giving away. So I believe the city of Billings, Montana, they've created like a local. It's 12 different local businesses got together and decided to create just a single gift card. You know what I mean? Hey, check it out. How's it going, Rusty?
What's up, Rusty?
How you doing, brother? I'm just telling everyone about this wicked sweet promotion we're doing for K-Bear in Montana. So check it out. 12 businesses downtown Billings got together and they created like a single-use gift card that you can use at any of these places. And we're giving them away.
Nice.
If you email...
It's half as good as a Visa gift card.
Yeah, exactly. You can get I think there's an Outback Steakhouse.
Nice.
You can go to, there's
a 12-ounce sirloin steak.
Oh, dude, you're paying, what, $40 for that?
As a man, that makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Anyway, so we're going to be giving away these gift cards. It's, I'll get a list of the businesses before the end of the show. I think it's Shields. Shields, which is a, shoes, gear for sports, outdoor stuff. That's badass.
I want a voucher for, Meshuggah bagels.
Meshuggah. Rusty's bagels.
I haven't had a Meshuggah drop for a while.
Meshuggah,
crazy kosher bagels. God bless those guys. Anyway,
hey Jack, I'm just about to make up.
We're giving away
some hamburgers.
That's badass, brother. We're doing radio right now.
Yeah,
so check it out.
I'm doing hamburgers.
12 different businesses, including Shields, Outdoor Outfitter, badass. Get yourself some hiking boots. Email the show, jackklassenshow@aol.com. Tell us, honestly, can I be honest with you, Red Pill Rapper?
Sure.
I think we're just giving these away to prove to people that they actually listen to us in the mornings. I don't think you really have to say anything, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, we're going to find out, man.
Documentary
you lucky.
Proof.
You lucky, lucky listeners. We're going to find out.
Someone's going to win a $100 gift card. Badass. It's been a long time since we've had a contest like that.
Our listeners eat food, and we respect that.
Yeah, for real. Anyway, Red Pill Rapper, you started off the show today talking about how this man came in saying that he's going to report your show on every single platform, blah, blah, blah. Please go into that.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so this guy, like, I DM'd him, just kind of saying, like, hey, what's going on? And he starts going, you reported me. You got me banned. And so this guy, what he said on my feed was he said, you don't deserve your rights and you don't deserve to live.
I'm inclined to agree.
Well, but this guy is saying that because I won't start a riot in Kelowna, I don't deserve my rights. He's saying I'm not fighting hard enough, right? And And so somebody reported that comment, or Facebook flagged it, I don't know, and he assumed I did it, and he got, like, super pissed. And I was kind of just saying, you know, man, it's okay, I didn't report you, you can do what you want, it's all right. And then he started, like, I think he's just a shill, man, I think he's another health expert, and, he starts sending me videos of riots in like Rio or something.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, this is me. And he starts going, this is me. This is what I do. And it was just weird.
What, does he work with the CIA?
I don't know.
I was going to say, what, he's starting riots in Rio?
Yeah. And he's going, this is me. This is, I fought for my country. I got shot at. And I'm like, okay, dude, sorry, man. I don't know why you're so mad at me.
Rippy Rapper. Rippo Rapper. This is me, your MK Ultra. This is your MK Ultra. Boss, you report to me. Start a riot. Start a riot. What's that called?
What's that called, Rusty? Oh, hold on.
You're my sleeper cell. You're my sleeper cell. I need you to start riots immediately. Please destabilize the South American country.
Damn, dude, is that what you hear in your head when you take SSRIs?
All of a sudden, Red Pill Rapper wants to, like, destabilize, like, Cuba or something?
Careful, dude. You just activated any sleepers.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 beep.
But isn't that incredibly weird that he would want you to riot, commit a crime?
Yeah, it was the whole thing was super weird, man. And he's all pissed because I'm like doing these, like my next rap show is at this big, it's pretty much a big farmer's market. We have to call it a rally because the Supreme Court ruled that they're not allowed to crack down on protests, but not like church isn't covered. Nothing else is covered.
Yeah.
And so what we're starting to do is whenever we want to do an event, we just call it a rally. So this one is like grow your food rally. So a bunch of farmers are coming together. They're going to trade seeds and clones and plants, all kinds of stuff.
Grow your and, like, food brother. Rally.
Yeah. And like Curtis Stone is headlining it. He's famous. And I'm going to perform there and a couple other artists.
The
like,
Curtis Stone? Are you for real?
You don't know who that is.
Are you Jack. For real, dude? Curtis Stone? He's so famous.
The drummer from Matchbox 20?
That's exactly who it is.
Wait, is it really the drummer from Matchbox 20?
No. He's known as the urban farmer. He knows his stuff as far as homesteading and all that. All
right.
But this guy's like so pissed. This guy's so pissed because I'm telling everybody, break the supply chains, grow your food, protest, and get out of the system. And he's pissed. He's like, no, we need to like smack our heads up against the wall in Starbucks or something.
What's the deal with sleeper cells?
Honestly, now that I think about it, if I was a CIA spook, who was part of the team to radicalize lonely schizos who are on psychiatric medication, Red Pill Rapper.
What's the deal with wearing masks? They're suffocating everyone.
Crazy masks.
Guys, my mask isn't on.
Anyway, continue, please.
Yeah, I it was really weird, man. And it does make me think, is this like some sort of government agent trying to like get dirt?
He's trying
to radicalize you, dude.
Yeah, sounds like an FBI move, brother.
That's what I would do.
I'm completely honest with you.
Well, sounds like an FBI move. Should I say his name?
Yeah, what's... A second. What's the deal with these FBI informants?
What's the deal with false flags?
False flags, oh! Gulf of Tonkin! Oh. I hardly know her!
Mockingbird, I barely know her! Operation Mockingbird?
I wish I could buzz you for that.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I don't know bother. You're trying. We're trying our best here. It's Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. We're giving away gift cards in Billings, Montana.
Because I'm watching InfoWars right now, and did you guys catch the clip of that awesome Polish pastor in, I think, Alberta?
That's
Arthur Pulowski, man.
That's Red Pill Rapper's like number one. He's like, dude, Red Pill Rapper's been gawking over that guy forever.
Just sucking his dick.
Yeah. What's it?
Well, honestly, he deserves it. That's pretty awesome. I love how embarrassed that police lady looked.
She should be
at her, Gestapo.
Well, no, because those cops realize what they're doing, brother.
Yeah, they're cocksuckers.
Yeah, for real.
But it's funny how it definitely got under that one lady's skin. It was really funny. It was also just the best thing about it is that they all left.
Out! I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out! Out! Out of this property.
Out of this property.
Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out! Out! Out!
Root.
Out!
Oh my God! Out!
the great thing about it
sounds like he's the dude from The Human Centipede.
If you're
out
a skinny...
of this property immediately out Immediately go out and don't come back.
I'm a stitch your asshole.
He defected.
Another word. Out of this property.
I'm a stitch your asshole. Get out of this property, or I will stitch your asshole.
I don't care what you have to say.
All these RCMPs together by the asshole.
Out of this property, you Nazis.
A mega human centipede.
Gestapo is not allowed here.
Gestapo is not allowed.
Gestapo is not
badass.
Allowed.
Allowed. God, what a hero. Red Pill Rapper, what's your thoughts?
The great thing about it too is that if you were a skinny, you know, liberal from California with a pink mohawk and you were yelling at somebody in public, "Oh, you're a Nazi, bro, you're a fascist," everybody just be like, "Oh yeah, whatever." Just go over everybody's head. But if you're like an old Polish man and you're screaming Nazi Gestapo, it's like, yeah, it's gonna carry some weight.
It's badass.
Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out.
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 What's the deal with Gestapo?
That's Red Pill Rapper's ringtone.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys got the update on this development, but apparently his church has been surrounded by federal police and private construction workers, and they put up a fence all around the church.
Oh, that'll stop those. That'll stop that.
That'll stop those pesky Christians.
Yeah, damn straight. Get a hold of those super spreaders.
Yeah. Spreading their dangerous ideas.
Hey,
dangerous theological super spreaders.
Why don't you have the pastor on your show, Red Pill Rapper?
Not a chance. No, this guy's actually next level crazy, man. I'm not sure what's going on.
Wait, crazy. Next level badass. Crazy? Badass as hell, dog.
Listen, let me read you a little strip.
Okay, a little strip.
Because I stopped responding for a bit. Because he was telling me to burn down the city, and I go,
Wait, not the Polish pastor. This is the guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy who is trying to make you commit crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
He says the only way things will change is if you get mad, you get violent, you burn down Ottawa. That's the only way it will change. Been there, done that. Too bad you can't say the same. I actually fought for our rights. You just whine. You can't fight censorship by censoring people or by whining.
Wait, when did he burn down Ottawa?
That's what he thinks.
1867? Like what?
I don't know why he doesn't just do it. He wants me to do it. Like, I'm not. I don't think that's a good idea.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
I know, but he's pissed that I don't.
Sounds cool, dude.
Why does he need me to do it? I don't understand.
That's because it's because he's an FBI agent and he wants you to commit a crime so they can say that they've stopped the white supremacist.
I guess, man. I don't know what's going on, but it's like guys like that Arthur Pulowski and guys like Tobias Tissen. There's all these like people that are coming up from the church and they're like, they're not backing down, man. These guys are badass. A lot of people are starting to stand up. And
you know what I find really ironic?
Awesome. They're
going to
burn down
term?
The city.
You know what I find really ironic about that term? It's thrown around a million times an hour.
What term? What term, pal?
White supremacist.
Yes.
White
yes.
supremacist.
Yes.
Is that even the most outrageous example, like, you know, off the top of your head of white supremacist, like the Ku Klux Klan? You know, if you're actually using your words and not just making words up. Or pretending that they mean something different. A white supremacist, not even the Ku Klux Klan, label themselves as white supremacists. Even the Ku Klux Klan thinks supremacism is too extreme for white people.
I've never met a white supremacist, not once in my
yeah,
life.
I've actively searched them out.
I've never
met a racial supremacist of any type.
Red Pill Rapper?
Like an authentic supremacist, somebody who's
I've
like my people are the no, actually Jewish.
Wait,
people,
whoa, hold on.
I've met a bunch, man.
You've met a bunch of what?
I've met a bunch of people that think that white people hold power over all of society and that minorities have no power and are oppressed. And so they think that we need to steal
yeah,
the money and power from white people. No,
means.
But it is. It's because they think that white people are better, and so we need to take them down a peg. That's what they think, man. That's what a lot of these progressives think.
So all the people working against white interests are white supremacists because they're the only people who...
I think you're missing the
delusionally
point.
Believe
I think you're missing
white
the point, Lewis.
Superior.
I think you're missing the point, Lewis.
Yeah, I think you're missing it, man.
I made the point.
What are you guys talking about? I'm the one who brought the point up in the first place.
I'm saying the left is the real racist. Boom, 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 boom.
The left are the real
zinger.
White supremacists.
It's the real zinger alert. Watch out.
D The idea. I've
never met a racial supremacist as far as I can remember.
The idea that you would think that white supremacy is top of mind with all white people is absolutely insane, folks. That's definitely crazy town, folks.
White people own buildings and have electricity.
You're on Dennis Prager FM.
You're on Dennis Prager FM.
Just cannot stand.
We are on Dennis Prager FM. 9:90 a.m. Dennis Prager show. We follow them.
Badass.
It's a Jack Classic show. 9:90 a.m. You know what's so funny is I think Ben Shapiro is actually, I think the Daily Wire is actually on one of these stations. Which awesome, is absolutely dude. Insane to me.
I love that.
So can I give
the Daily
off...
Wire? Isn't that one of our subsidiary networks?
I think so. So can I give off, please, brother, if you want to give me a chance here, can I please list off the fantastic businesses that are participating in this fantastic gift card giveaway? Mm-hmm. I would really like to do that right now.
Hit it, dude.
Hit it up. We have I'm trying to find the list. My page just refreshed. What the hell?
Embarrassing.
Okay, so Taco Bell, downtown Billings.
Yeah.
The gift card's good for Taco Bell. That's badass.
Yeah, man.
It's also badass. It's also good for a place called the Burrito Brothers. That's $100 at the Burrito Brothers. You're insane if you don't want to take that, right?
Get 100 tacos for $100.
Who doesn't want to eat at the Burrito Brothers? Like, you know, for real? If I'm being honest with you, Burrito Brothers.
For real?
Lowe's? That's $100 at Lowe's. That's like, dude, that's, you could build yourself a badass birdhouse with that. $100? Yeah. Pretty badass.
You could pick up some new shingles, and then you could treat yourself to a burrito afterwards.
Damn straight. You go straight to Burrito Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Badass. Alrighty. And then we also have a place called the Chinese Cafe. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Chinese Cafe. Badass.
An opium den or a restaurant?
That's for you to figure out. That's for you to decide. Also,
you, is that the owner?
Yeah, whoever gets the gift card, you can figure out if the Chinese cafe is an opium den. And we also have Mackenzie's River Pizza Company. Dude, you want quality pizza? You go to Mackenzie's. You know that very Italian name?
I've never heard of a Mackenzie's pizza.
Well, this is in Billings, Montana, brother. We're giving away a gift card.
Oh, right on. Do you have any Montana steakhouse coupons?
No. However,
call them up.
However, you can take your $100 and you can go to City Brew Coffee and you can get yourself a big old cup of coffee. That's $100 at a coffee place. What is that? That's like 50 coffees. Easy.
That's a big coffee. Yeah.
Pretty good. We also have Bottles and Shot Liquor Store. Bottles and Shots Liquor Store. That's $100 you can spend there.
Nice.
However, my favorite place to spend the $100 gift card, that if you email the Jack Klassen Show at AOL.com, we'll give this to you. We got 12 of them.
What?
Is Top Sandwich Company. Top Sandwich Company. You could eat for an entire week at Top Sandwich Company. God bless those guys for
have a good sandwich.
Yeah, for the gift card. Oh, and I can't forget Shiloh Automotive. You can get yourself an air filter. That'll cover a cost of a non-OEM air filter, wouldn't you say, Red Pill Rapper?
Yep.
$100?
I agree, brother.
Dude.
$100, no problem.
What other radio shows encouraging you to get air filters?
It's revolutionary radio, man.
Damn straight. It truly is. All you have to do, email the show, jackclassicshow@aol.com, KBear, Montana. And I'm not forgetting you.
Smoke alarm giveaway.
Smoke alarm giveaway?
Yeah. And
why? Give
you a chance to win 2 free smoke alarms.
2 free smoke alarms?
Yeah.
Premium, you know what?
Grade.
You know what? I'm going
Made
to include.
In Taiwan.
I'm going to include that into our giveaway. That's something that comes personally from the Jack Klassen show.
Gotta go right to the website, though. Gotta fill out the form.
You gotta fill out the form. Yeah, we'll give you your
email.
Yeah. No also, fake emails. Red Pill Rapper is having his own giveaway on the Red Pill Rapper show. He's giving away 100 pounds of fertilizer. So please email the Jack Klassen show at AOL.com.
Fuel get your free oil stuff sold separately.
What a great giveaway. We haven't done a giveaway in a long time.
Amazing.
It truly is. It's
it is exciting,
stuff.
Man. It is, you know what though? Sometimes when I hear about these giveaways on the radio, people say email super fast. And then I go, man, I would have loved to have done that, but I don't know what the email is. Can you tell them what it is, Jack?
Jack Klassen Show at AOL.com. That's J, that's Jack with a J. And that's AOL with an A, O, and an L. Badass. Who else is he? I get a
that's
lot
how
of
you know, that's how you know you've been in the business for a long
time. You're using an AOL address. I get that comment all the time.
They Jack runs this website off a Windows 98 terminal.
Anyway,
56K modem.
I gotta go on break real fast, but when I'm back, brother, I have some exciting news and some things I gotta talk about to you, Red Pill Rapper. We gotta figure out some things. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're insane. Karen's not here. She has school. That's acceptable, I think. I don't think we can judge our co-host based off of that. I think that's a perfectly valid reason to not be on the show.
Going back to school, getting her life together.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're trying our best here.
The riders ride into the night, into the west, to see who's guns and best. They're all fools. Tell them thy rules. They're right. The horse that turns, the wound that burns, the awful pain, the crimson rain. You got to realize before he dies, the rider wearing black. Now he's gone, and now he shoots you in the back.
Time. You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show. Yeah, so basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries. So basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to call the parent of an employee who was working in an industrial job. He basically got, you know, sucked into a wood chipper. It was like an accidental thing. It was initially it was a funny joke, and he kept pressing. He actually tried to contact the parents on the show, and he couldn't. At that point, he has been blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host. So now he's basically homeless, living in his RV van.
Oh no, it's the Jack Classic Show.
Good morning, K-Bear. Good evening, Arizona. God bless you guys. God bless America, brother. We're back.
All right.
Alrighty, check it out, we're back. How you doing, Red Pool Rapper?
Feeling good, brother.
Hell yeah. Metallica, I don't know if I really like Metallica too much. I don't know how I feel about Metallica too much. I mean, they're alright. James Hetfield's kind of a douche. It's a Jack Classic Show, 9:90 AM. I just gotta be honest. I think he's just kind of a douchebag. I don't know if you know too much about him, Red Pill Rapper. I know you're more of a Tom McDonald type of guy.
Which is fine. Who are you talking about?
James Hetfield, Metallica?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah, no one has an opinion on him. Milk Toast, rock star. God bless those guys. God bless. Didn't they sue LimeWire? God bless those guys. Suing LimeWire and creating all those torrenting laws. Yeah.
Douches.
It's a Jack Classic Show, 9:90 AM. You got Red Pill Rapper.
We don't have enough money.
We have Rusty Shackelford, aka Lewis, with us. It's a Jack Classic Show. We're mornings in Montana. We're giving away gift cards.
Good morning.
God, it's been a hell of a week. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's been. I am so drained. I am so drained. I've been doing so many things for the show. Not only have I been doing my regular cold calls for the show, by the way, next week I have an interview in Sault Ste. Marie. That's in Canada, baby. That's in my own country.
Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, I think that's in Quebec.
You mean Sault Ste. Marie?
I don't know. Is it what's it called?
I don't know, maybe they're
Red Pill Rapper, do you know anything about Quebec?
No, not really, man. I don't like them.
You don't you don't constantly think about Sault Ste. Marie? Sault Ste. Marie? What is it called? I don't know what it's called.
In fact, not once, now that you mention it.
You've never thought of her. You've never thought of her. I think about her often. It's a Jack Classic Show. So I have an interview with them, which is interesting. I mean, radio in Quebec is a little different than Canadian regular English radio, if I'm going to be honest with you. Hey,
what's it like?
Well, first of all, most radio shows don't have people typing on them. I mean, for God's sakes, Lewis. Thank you. At least you're typing. Yeah, yeah, for real. It's you know, I don't ask for much. How do I say it? How do we say it?
Scott, I just Discord setting.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Jack Classic show.
So
we're trying
Saint
our best.
Marie.
What is it? Salt?
So Saint Marie.
Hello? Hello?
Salt Saint Marie?
So Saint Marie.
That should be good.
I'm not doing any of that to Mary. Anyway.
That's how you say it.
Next week, I have an interview with them, which is fantastic. That's the 14th. We'll see how that goes. So you see, Red Pill Rapper, radio there is a little different to radio in the rest of the country. It's a little more loosey-goosey. You can get away with some more things because they're not so easily offended unless you call them a bunch of stinky frogs who don't shower.
Right.
And have, I think the majority of terrorism happens in Quebec. Am I not right?
So well, you would never say any of those things on.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I would never call them a bunch of filthy frogs.
No.
God forbid. God forbid. I would never make fun of the French. That would never happen. Not a million years. Dude. Dude, the French pickers don't come here and steal pets. They definitely don't do that. You know, that's
they'll
like
steal,
a huge...
They'll steal your iPod out of your truck, though.
Yeah. Some of them, not all. Not all. But
not all pickers.
Not all French fruit pickers. But you have to admit, Red Pill Rapper, growing up where we grew up, they do steal people's pets. Is that not correct, Red Pill Rapper?
A lot of them are up to no good. That's all I'm at liberty to say. I'm not an expert or anything, but
no. But the Mexican fruit pickers are sure a hell. They smell a lot less than the French ones, and you know
yeah,
that's true.
Honestly, I have a great preference for Mexican agricultural workers over Eastern Canadian agricultural workers.
Oh, 1,000%. In fact, growing up here, I know someone who stopped hiring the French because they wouldn't use their showers or laundry.
They're out of control.
Yes.
They spent all their shower money on hand-rolled cigarettes.
That's... Wee-wee,
but
give
we
me
also
a pouch.
Get a certain...
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee, give me... Wee-wee, I stink. Wee-wee, I do not buy deodorant. I buy rolled gold.
We get a certain type out here. I'm sure in Quebec, they're not all like that. Are they?
I mean... Growing up as a horny teen and horny early 20 or 20 person, I would search out French women pickers because they were very easy to bang. So really, and they're the, like
right.
The worst.
That's correct.
And they were the worst, and all of them stunk that I was with, not all of them as a whole group. Every French picker chick that I banged, I immediately regret it afterwards.
I feel like when I think of French girls, it's, you know, it's really sexy, really, really, really exotic.
Well,
why is it that when you add, Canadians to French girls, end up with this abysmal result?
It's more like the idea. It's like, oh, I'm gonna bang
oh,
this.
Oh,
I'm gonna bang. No, but like, think about it. I'm like 18, 17 years old, and you know where we live. There's a lot of like orchards, and there's a bunch of like, you know, they're those skinny. They got dreadlocks, and they got kind of like the hip. They got to kind of have that hippie attire, and they're all a bunch. Most of them are very loose. They're loose women, like they're loose. They're loose women, and they have the French accent. Then they all laugh like. You ever hear a French Canadian woman orgasm?
Oh, moi.
Oh, moi. I'm going to last 2 weeks in Quebec. Go to the human rights tribunal or something. Jack, did you say that when French Canadian women orgasm, they sound like ha 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 ha? Yes. Yes, I did. And I will go. I will die on that hill. That's a hill I will die on. No, but you know, they're easy, and you're a dumb 18-year-old, 17-year-old, these women don't care. You're just looking for a good time. And each time it's like, hey, you know, oh, cool. They have a French accent. There's kind of like a disconnect. They're foreign. They're exotic. But then after you're done, you just realize you're like, wow, this sucked.
Honestly, the thing that would bother me the most would be afterwards being so sticky.
Because they don't shower?
No, because they've got, because they got like cherries all over them. Just covered in fruit.
Covered in fruit juice. And actually, every French woman I was with, always there was always like fruit flies near.
French people, there was, too sticky.
There was always like a bunch of fruit flies near them. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you're stoked for it. It's exotic. It's new. And then when you're done, you're like, man, what did I just do? It's like, you might as well have just banged a homeless person. Like, for real. Red Pill Rapper, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't even know what to say anymore, Jack. I'm still stuck on
Red Pill Rapper as a French-Canadian woman. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm starting to wonder if, like, when you say that they make that sound, I'm wondering if that might be like a half truth or if you just totally made that up for the bit. I'm kind of stuck on that one.
Hey, Jack, would you be comfortable doing a similar bit replacing French Canadian women with African American women? Would that make you uncomfortable?
Listen.
Listen.
I have a hard enough time getting on radio stations and keeping the show on air. I am not going down that.
Listen, route. You don't want to die on that hill, Jack. That's not the hill you want to die
on. No, I will die on smelly French Canadian women hill, but I'm not dying on Afro hill ever. Doesn't matter what. Yeah, that's not a hill I'm dying on. And I'm disappointed you even bring up such a topic.
All
black women smell sweet like cocoa butter. And that's all you need to hear, pal. That's all you need to hear.
What kind of show do you think this is, Rusty? Come on.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah, they smell like cocoa butter. Beautiful, pretty.
You know, in all seriousness, I got to hand it to the black female community. They're very well moisturized.
I mean, really, they really are.
They're moisturized people.
Dude, black dudes, you could be 90 years old and you would look like a 50-year-old white guy. There's something, honest to God, I gotta hand it off to black guys, like, you guys age perfecto. Women, not so much. You kind of get into Whoopi Goldberg territory, but I digress.
What women age best, Jack?
I digress. I'm digressing right now. It's a Jack Classic show. 9:90 a.m. The only people we hate are Brazilian internet users. And that's a hill I will die on. Red Pill Rapper, so you're still caught up with the man who is trying to make you do terroristic acts?
Well, I've stopped responding and he keeps spamming me. This guy's upset. He is really upset. I don't know what's going on. He must have just gotten out of an MKUltra. Well, he must have just gotten out of an MKUltra session or something. Something's going on.
We'll send a picture. By the way, it's Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. K-Bear Mornings. We love you. God bless you. All that fun stuff. We will upload I'm just going to quickly upload a picture of this man who is trying to tell Red Pill Rapper to riot. And I think I was just looking at him, and he looks like a massive schizophrenic. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Dude, this guy's definitely smoking DMT.
Either schizophrenia.
I already know this guy.
You already know this guy? You haven't figured out?
Yeah.
You think he was an MKUltra victim who's trying to make Red Pill Rapper commit domestic terrorism? Because of his MKUltra. Like the guy who's messaging Mitch is the MKUltra victim, right? It's a Jack Classic show.
Okay.
Dead Air is fantastic. This is why I keep it to me, Red Pill Rapper, and Karen. Jesus Christ. Anyway. What the...
Anyway.
Well, you just bring him up and you don't, what, you don't want to add anything to that? You want to add
anything? I didn't bring him up.
It's a Jack Klassen show. You're out of here.
This show's completely falling apart. We're off the rails. It's entirely unprofessional. I don't even know what the heck's going on.
Maybe if Mitch would hurry up and do something illegal.
Hey, what's up, Ned? And you're listening to the Jack Klassen show.
These can't do it, man. I can't do it. I just want everyone to grow food and have some fun, go to a concert.
They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck.
I honestly, man, you guys all thought I was crazy when you first brought me on, but has your perspective shifted? Do you guys see that I was correct the whole time?
No, the only thing that shifted is I want Rusty the hell out of here because you're the worst third. Exactly. You're the worst third I could ever have on a radio show. Please remove yourself from the call.
Honestly, we should just rename this show after me.
Please remove yourself from the call, brother. Please, for Christ's sake.
How about that?
Dude, are you being for real, man? Every time you know how the show works, dog. You know how the show works. You know how we operate. Every time we swear, I gotta pay a guy to beep it out. It's by swears. So please remove yourself from the call.
Don't we have AI for that?
Yeah, I'm sure we have AI, but I don't. It's a Jack Klassen show. We'll be back. I can't. Like, you're. Like, seriously, you're the world's worst thirst. God damn it!
Alright, dude, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, we'll be back. I'll give you a shout. Red Pill Rapper. We're back. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't understand your thought process, Rusty, at all. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not understand your thought process at all. It's a goddamn radio show. You got to keep it going. I mean, there's just some people know how to work. Other people don't. And unfortunately, I don't think you know how to work at all. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, for real. Exactly. Are you there, pal? Or you've just left your mic? For real? I'm doing a goddamn morning show. I'm doing a goddamn evening show at 3:00 in the morning. This is, it's a radio show. Seriously? It's just stuff. I mean, Are you that inept? Are you that inept? You can't even mute your microphone when you leave. You are the world's worst co-host I've ever had. You don't belong doing radio. No. Listen, this guy doesn't belong. He can't keep it going. He can't keep it going at all. He doesn't pay attention to what's going on. It's absolutely blows my mind. It's like I'm not on two different radio stations. I mean, for Christ's sakes, it's not goddamn a YouTube stream. It's not a podcast. I'm on an FM AM station, for Christ's sakes.
Okay, though. It's all right, man. It's all right.
No, it isn't. It isn't. You guys have to learn how to work and keep things going, brother. Like, for real.
I put on my headphones for this.
Yeah. Yes, you do have to put on your headphones for that, dog. You really have to learn how to work it better, man.
This is not good radio.
This is not good radio. It is not. No, it is not, dog. We came to a screeching halt, and that was
caught you
all
with a reference.
On you, brother.
What did I do?
Exactly. Exactly. Jesus Christ.
All right, wow. Man. We'll just move on with our lives.
If you're so exact, then why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell us all?
I just told you.
Doesn't sound very exact to me.
You're giving... You don't know how to keep things moving along.
Lay it on us. I think our listeners are just as confused as I am.
No, they really aren't. They really, really aren't, Lewis. They really, really aren't, brother.
What's your problem?
I just said...
That's a
rapper. Jesus Christ.
Some sound clips going. Some laser beams or something.
Jesus Christ, Red Pill rapper.
Jack.
You gotta...
I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying, but I do think you're dwelling on it.
I heard him drop pennies in the goddamn background. He just dropped... God damn it.
Nah, dude, they don't make pennies anymore.
Rusty's right. Pennies don't even exist anymore.
I'm right, man. I'm right about this one.
We're on two different radio stations.
Yeah,
and I can hear your change.
Because we're on these radio stations, we should just move on and forgive.
But it's like this guy doesn't even care.
I think he does. Rusty, do you care? Do you care?
I care, man. I care very deeply.
I don't think so.
especially with that sarcastic tone.
I've become very sensitive.
Right.
Oh my God.
But I don't know why you're so surprised, Jack. I'm not sure why this is such a shock to you that Rusty doesn't care. I don't know. You've known Rusty for how long?
That's not what I said. Now you're taking words out of my mouth.
Well, you said it sarcastically, right?
You're clearly.
How long have you known Rusty?
You guys are clearly missing the point.
How long have you known him?
A very long time. This should not
and
be
has
a shock.
He, has he always been this way?
1,000%.
So why are we surprised? Why are we so surprised?
I shouldn't enable this.
You gotta love all of God's creatures, Jack.
I can't. It's just bonkers. I've never had someone on the radio show be so. It's like you're fighting against the show. It's like every mistake you could possibly make, you've made.
It just makes you harder, better, faster, stronger,
my friend. It does not make me harder, better, faster, or stronger. It just irritates the hell out of me. Like, for real.
All right, what else is in the news?
Jesus Christ. Exactly. All righty, so we're currently in the middle of... I'm negotiating a studio right now, a space for the show. I think it's very important that we up our game. And hold on a second. It's the Jack Classic Show, 9:90 a.m. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning there. Montana, it's, I think, 6:50? Hell yeah, brother. It's a Jack Klassen show. No other morning show is going to fart into their microphone. Am I not right, Red Pill Rapper?
I've never heard that on any other show. That's correct.
Damn straight. That's a good answer. So we are moving up. We're moving up. I'm negotiating a space right now where we can all get together and screw the Zoom, screw the whatever Discord, whatever we use. And my plan is we're going to build a set. We're going to have two different sets. We're going to have the Red Pill Rapper is going to have his own set. Because I'm sure Red Pill Rapper wants to do some... you want to do just like the generic podcast studio, am I not right? You just want to have the table, microphones, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've got some unique ideas for it, but you're correct about the format, yeah.
Alrighty. And I'm having a struggle because I want to do... If we get this spot, it's going to be just big enough where I can basically make a knock... I just want to do a generic late-night show set. I want to rip off the Johnny Carson set. And I think I can.
Yeah, I think Jack Klassen would be the next Johnny Carson.
I think we could do a stage. I can get those very bland curtains that they use. You know, those kind of washed out yellows and reds and blues.
You
know
band. What I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah, no, the band's already covered. So for the band, I'm going to have someone... I'm just going to pick up random people. So right outside of the studio is actually the homeless shelter. And I'm gonna pay just a random homeless person, a random drug addict.
Get them to pay the triangle.
Like $10. Triangle. Yeah, $10 to play an instrument they've never played before. And that's gonna be the show band. I think that's genius right there.
Just get some dirty, shaggy guy to be the conductor too.
Oh, I'm gonna find the grossest homeless people I can to be the Jack Klassen show
suit
band.
Conducting a homeless orchestra that have never played instruments.
I'm just gonna go to the thrift store and I'm gonna buy a bunch of oversized suits for like $5. And I'll just put that on the homeless people and that could be our show band. So the struggle is I'm gonna try to do that format. However, I'm trying to make it where it's still compatible with the actual radio show itself. So maybe the show won't change so much, but there'll be more production to it. It's going to look nicer, and I'm going to try to keep the format as close to the regular radio show as I can. Or I just might say screw it and just have them be two separate entities. What do you say,
dope.
Red Pill Rapper? What's your call?
Sounds great, man. It sounds great, especially considering Commie Henry, our unelected health official, just made all indoor dining illegal. So you can't even go to a coffee shop. You can't do anything. And so we've got a spot now. We've got our spot.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And you know,
I'll come in there and sneeze all over you, Jack, all over your equipment, all over you and Rusty.
That's not a bad idea. Once we have a full studio, there's no reason not to compartmentalize.
Hazmat suit. I'm just going to wear a hazmat suit every time Red Pill Rapper's there. Like, nonstop. Yeah, I actually have some, too. So I'll be
Hazard
sure to have
suits
a hat. Yeah.
Are mandatory in the studio.
Yeah, oh, damn straight. Yeah, I don't want any of these freedom fighters getting their COVID variant on me.
I don't want any deranged Trump supporters coming in there with COVID particles.
No, so we're going to make a set, and then I'm going to see if we might just do two separate shows. We'll do like late night Jack Klassen, blah, blah, and just keep this regular radio show. But I'm going to do the main radio show at the studio just because I think it's advantageous for us to be in a spot and for us to physically be there. I think that's a huge...
Gotta have a presence, dog.
Yeah, that's a huge... That'll keep you guys more engaged. That's what I'm trying to teach Red Pill Rapper how to do this properly.
You could do a whole Jack Klassen in the morning segment where you just have a live webcam on you sleeping in.
You know what the worst part is about it? I plan on sleeping at the office. I mean, dude, it's right downtown. It's right downtown Kelowna, dog. I can get hammered. I can get hammered at the bar and then walk half a block and then just sleep on a futon. I'm going to bring a futon to the studio. Screw it.
Wake up, grab some gift cards, get some breakfast.
Yeah, give out the gift cards. JackKlassenShow@AOL.com. Don't forget, we're giving out gift cards if you live in Billings, Montana, brother.
Smoke alarm giveaway.
Yes, and smoke alarms. So I think that will be pretty cool. I think that'll be a pretty cool change. We're adapting to new show schedules, which hopefully work out because I want to keep the original cast together as much as I can. Red Pill Rapper, Karen 1776, and me. I think that is what works well right now.
Yeah.
And it's become a little bit of a challenge with everyone's work schedules. And that's fine. I get it. But I really think it's important that we keep those two key members in. I was thinking about adding a third that could fill in for Karen every once in a while, but I just can't seem to find someone. I'll be honest with you. And everyone I know is busy doing other radio shows that pay a lot more than this show, which is understandable. So we just
we'll figure it out though, right? I sure like that cast. Me, you, and Karen. It's a good cast, man.
It's a good cast, and we're trying to keep it together best we can. Rusty, you are a fantastic ancillary character.
Almost as good as Harry Hormones.
Yeah, almost as good. No, Harry Hormones is the man.
Yeah, he is.
Harry Hormones is the man. I was thinking we could replace Karen with a tranny. That might be hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would work too well. It's just the mix doesn't work. It's the chemistry is not there. I could put in. Should I hire Tuttle back? No.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be retarded. Alrighty, dog. We gotta wrap this up. We gotta wrap this up, brother. Man. What do you want to promote?
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Dude,
I don't know, man. Just sign up to the Gumroad on thoughtcrunch.ca. Send Jack some money. He's starving. He's withering away. He's getting all skinny. Send him some money, man.
No, actually, I'm skinny because I have cancer. It's a Jack Classic show. We'll see you tomorrow. We appreciate you. God bless Montana. God bless Phoenix. And God bless PragerU.
He's a fan.
Fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're piss.
Oh, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Ken Puss, Jack?
You son of a bitch.